Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Dhanishta Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals rely on an internal frame of reference, trusting their instincts, inner timing, and personal standards when making decisions. Others operate from an external frame of reference, seeking feedback, validation, or structured input from their environment. Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, initiative, self-direction, strategic will, and symbolized by the drum or flute, timing, rhythm, resonance, leans toward a predominantly internal frame of reference. These natives are guided by an innate sense of timing, impact, and rhythm. They often just know when it's time to act or move forward. They are performance-driven, but not easily swayed by outside opinions. They gauge success by whether it feels aligned, effective, and well-timed. However, due to their strong presence in group dynamics and connection to music and expression, they can temporarily shift into external referencing when working within systems, hierarchies, or public roles. Planetary placements in the 4th, 7th, and 10th houses shape how much they rely on their own internal rhythm versus external validation. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the frame is solidly internal. These individuals act from instinct and conviction, often resisting advice unless it resonates deeply. In Dhanishta, Mars intensifies inner drive. They don't ask for permission. They wait for internal green lights. If Mars is in the 10th, their self-trust becomes visible. They're seen as bold, independent professionals who lead by example. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the reference system becomes more externalized, particularly in emotional or relational contexts. These natives may look to others for feedback or emotional reassurance before acting. In Dhanishta, Moon brings attunement. They pick up on outer signals, but may struggle to separate external influence from personal desire. If Moon is in the 10th, they're seen as socially aware and responsive, balancing personal insight with public perception. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the frame toggles between internal logic and external dialogue. These individuals process decisions through observation and communication, weighing feedback before finalizing internally. In Dhanishta, Mercury adds adaptability. They collect data externally but make decisions based on clarity, not compliance. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as thoughtful, fair leaders, able to balance inner truth with audience awareness. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the frame may begin external, driven by structure, rules, or social roles, but shifts internal over time through tested experience. These individuals respect authority, but only until they've earned their own. In Dhanishta, Saturn refines the internal compass through discipline. They become self-trusting through consistent application. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are public figures of quiet authority, moving with inner certainty shaped by years of service or effort. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the frame of reference becomes internally value-based, rooted in belief, vision, or higher inspiration. These individuals are motivated by personal truth and alignment with universal principles. In Dhanishta, Jupiter adds meaning, Venus adds harmony. They act when the rhythm of their heart matches the rhythm of their purpose. If either is in the 10th, they're seen as graceful and principled, those who lead from inner richness rather than performance alone. Dhanishta's frame of reference is like an internal drumbeat that measures life's steps. These natives move with quiet confidence when the timing feels right, not because someone else says so. Their growth lies in honoring that inner rhythm while remaining open to refining it through service, collaboration, or contribution. When balanced, Dhanishta becomes the empowered performer, hearing the world, but dancing to a beat that only they were born to master. Dhanishta Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some individuals prefer a proactive action style, taking initiative, setting the pace, and shaping outcomes through strategic effort. Others lean toward a reactive approach, responding to external events, emotional cues, or the energy of the moment before moving. Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, decisiveness, movement, willpower, and symbolized by the drum or flute, rhythm, timing, dynamic flow, strongly leans toward a proactive action preference. These natives are wired for forward motion. They sense the tempo, feel the buildup, and often strike before others have even noticed the rhythm has changed. They have an innate ability to initiate, to take the lead, organize momentum, or set the tone for group dynamics. However, because Dhanishta is also attuned to timing and precision, these natives will occasionally hold back, appearing reactive when they are simply waiting for the beat to drop. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses influence how this proactive instinct is expressed, or when necessary, consciously delayed. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the action preference is highly proactive, bold, instinctive, and directional. These individuals do not hesitate once they feel alignment. In Dhanishta, Mars amplifies leadership. They act with inner certainty and inspire others to follow their movement. If Mars is in the 10th, this drive becomes visible. They are seen as strong professionals, always setting the rhythm, not waiting for approval. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the action style may appear more reactive, especially in emotional or relational contexts. These individuals may respond based on how something feels, rather than through pre-planned strategy. In Dhanishta, Moon brings sensitivity to timing. They may wait for the emotional yes before acting. If Moon is in the 10th, their public expression is responsive. They're known for sensing when to step in, offering presence rather than push. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the action becomes proactive through communication and intellect. These individuals plan, express, and strategize their way forward. In Dhanishta, Mercury adds tempo to thought. They're quick-witted and act through dialogue, clarity, or cleverness. If Mercury is in the 10th, they lead through speech, proposals, or ideas, often moving fast and with precision in intellectual domains. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the action style becomes measured proactive, slow to start, but relentless once in motion. These individuals don't act immediately, but when they do, it's with long-term intent. In Dhanishta, Saturn adds grounded pacing. They act when the foundation is strong. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as dependable builders, those who don't just act fast, but act right, even if it takes time. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the action style becomes inspired proactive, driven by vision, beauty, or principle. These individuals move when something feels noble, worthwhile, or aligned with their values. In Dhanishta, Venus adds grace to action. Jupiter brings purpose. If either is in the 10th, they're seen as charismatic or wise initiators, those who lead with heart and rhythm, not just force. Dhanishta's action style is like a well-timed drum beat, confident, energetic, and always a step ahead. These natives are rarely passive. They initiate with power, move with purpose, and lead with rhythm. Their growth lies in learning when to wait for the right moment and when to move even if others aren't ready. When balanced, Dhanishta becomes the empowered initiator, one who doesn't just act, but who acts in time, on time, and with the force of purpose behind every step. Dhanishta Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some individuals prefer an options-based operational style, thriving on flexibility, adaptability, and freedom to change course as needed. Others lean toward procedures, favoring structure, routine, and clear systems to guide action. Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, discipline, execution, decisiveness, and symbolized by the drum or flute, timing, rhythm, performance, leans toward a procedural style, but with a built-in sense of rhythm and dynamism that allows for adaptive precision. These natives operate best when they can follow a set structure or rhythm, but they need that structure to be responsive, not rigid. Their Mars rulership gives them a sharp sense of timing and a desire for efficiency, making them excellent at repeating patterns until mastery is achieved. However, if the procedure becomes dull or misaligned with their inner tempo, they'll break the pattern, using their tactical instincts to adjust without losing the overall beat. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how this operational rhythm is executed. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, The operational style is clearly procedural with tactical edge. These individuals thrive on structured action. They want to know what to do and then execute it without interruption. In Dinesha, Mars brings internal rhythm. They need the freedom to follow their timing, but prefer the clarity of a repeatable process. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as efficient, goal-oriented professionals, getting things done with drive, consistency, and strategic force. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the operational style becomes more options-based, especially in communication and thought. These individuals enjoy frameworks, but want the freedom to pivot, refine, or reinvent systems if needed. In Dhanishta, Mercury adds mental agility. They follow structure, but optimize it constantly. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are known as strategic planners or advisors, those who think on their feet while still respecting order. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the preference may be for emotional procedures, structured routines that feel safe or emotionally grounding. These individuals rely on consistency, but need emotional resonance with the task or environment. In Dhanishta, Moon adds instinct. They move by feeling, but with a need for dependable rhythm. If Moon is in the 10th, they are emotionally reliable professionals, those who can manage tasks and tone simultaneously. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the operational style is strongly procedural, with a deep commitment to order, endurance, and execution. These individuals are steady, structured, and task-focused, building their legacy one consistent effort at a time. In Dhanishta, Saturn brings tempo control. They stick to what works and value procedural loyalty. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as long-term executors, respected for patience, strategy, and responsibility. If Venus or Jupiter is in the 5th or 9th house, the style can lean toward options, especially when creativity, teaching, or moral philosophy are involved. These individuals may want structure, but only if it allows for inspiration, connection, or higher learning. In Dhanishta, Venus adds rhythm with elegance. Jupiter adds purpose. If either is in the 10th, they are seen as visionary yet dependable, operating through systems that have soul and scope. Dhanishta's operational nature is like a choreographed performance, structured, strong, and intentionally sequenced, yet always alive with movement. These natives don't thrive in chaos, but they also resist rigidity. Their growth lies in maintaining structure without becoming mechanical, allowing rhythm to guide repetition and discipline to support their natural pace. When balanced, Dhanishta becomes the master of momentum, operating with a beat that is both precise and powerful, honoring structure while never losing flow. Dhanishta Nakshatra views, general or specific. Some individuals approach life with a general view, focusing on overarching meaning, systems, and the bigger picture. Others hold a specific view, zooming in on details, sequences, and precise patterns. Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, action, precision, structure, and symbolized by the drum or flute, rhythm, pattern, performance, naturally balances both, but leans toward a specific view, especially in how it recognizes structure, timing, and technical mastery. These natives are tuned to detail. Rhythm, execution, energy flow, and performance require precise calibration, and Dhanishta excels at perfecting the parts to deliver a flawless whole. However, because of their natural leadership instincts and affinity for group dynamics, they also develop a general perspective over time, connecting their mastery to a larger mission, message, or role. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses help determine which lens dominates. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the view is strongly specific. These individuals track details, what works, what doesn't, and how to refine action to improve performance. In Dhanishta, Mars enhances technical sharpness. They see what needs correcting and move to fix it. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as exacting professionals, those who lead by delivering measurable results with tactical focus. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the view remains specific, but with mental flexibility. These individuals enjoy breaking things down into logical pieces, whether through communication, strategy, or data. In Dhanishta, Mercury adds articulation. They not only see details, they can explain and teach them. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are known for sharp clarity, professionals who bring intellectual precision to any leadership or advisory role. If Jupiter is in the first or ninth house, the perception becomes more general, shifting attention to principles, meaning, or higher purpose. These individuals connect their mastery to Dharma or a long-term vision. In Dhanishta, Jupiter adds ethical perspective. They begin to see how each action serves the greater system. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they are seen as purpose-driven leaders, able to zoom out and lead others toward broader growth. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the view leans specific through emotional perception. These individuals register subtle patterns, emotional shifts, interpersonal timing, and nonverbal signals. In Dhanishta, Moon makes them sensitive to energetic detail. If Moon is in the 10th, they are seen as intuitive and responsive professionals, tuned to people and timing in a nuanced way. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the view is specific through repetition and refinement. These individuals notice patterns over time, learning slowly but thoroughly. In Dhanishta, Saturn gives focus. They are methodical and detail-driven, often building toward general mastery through specific repetition. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as disciplined and deliberate, professionals who rise through patience and precision. Dhanishta's brilliance lies in its detail mastery with a growing sense of direction. These natives focus intently on getting it right, whether it's movement, message, or mission. But as they mature, they begin to ask the bigger questions. What is all this for? Their growth lies in connecting the parts to the purpose. Knowing that when specific excellence serves a general truth, rhythm becomes not just a performance, but a legacy. When balanced, Dhanishta becomes the architect of precision, using exact timing to move others towards something far greater than the beat alone. Dhanishta Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some individuals work best together, energized by collaboration and collective momentum. Others prefer proximity, functioning independently but near others for support or shared rhythm. Some thrive solo, needing space, autonomy, and full control over pace and process. Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, action, strategy, independence, and symbolized by the drum or flute, rhythm, timing, group performance, leans toward a proximity preference, especially within structured, high-performing teams. These natives are highly rhythm-sensitive. They perform best when surrounded by a motivated environment, but still need the space to maintain their own tempo. While they're capable of working together, they often prefer to lead or move at their own speed within the group, not be micromanaged. They can also shift into solo work when control, focus, or excellence is essential. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses shape how they manage these preferences in professional life. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the preference is often solo, driven by personal discipline, efficiency, and a desire to stay in control of their energy and output. These individuals are self-starters, highly capable of getting things done without interference. In Dhanishta, Mars sharpens their rhythm. They don't need company, just forward motion. If Mars is in the 10th, they're seen as high performers who lead by action, not afraid to stand apart to get the job done right. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the preference leans toward proximity, especially when emotional tone and relational balance matter. These individuals may feel more supported when working around others, even if not directly engaging. In Dhanishta, Moon brings attunement. They sense the group energy and work in sync, but still need autonomy. If Moon is in the 10th, they are viewed as emotionally aware leaders, those who balance task and tone in shared workspaces. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the preference is flexible but tends toward proximity, with a need for intellectual exchange and feedback loops. These individuals enjoy being near teammates to bounce ideas, even if their actual work is independent. In Dhanishta, Mercury adds coordination. They like clear communication, but need space to process. If Mercury is in the 10th, they often rise as team strategists, editors, or speakers, working best when their voice is part of a larger system. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the work style leans towards structured solo or proximity with clear boundaries. These individuals prefer consistency, routine, and self-management, but will work near others if roles are clearly defined. In Dhanishta, Saturn gives internal stability, They're reliable alone or within systems, but dislike chaos. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as disciplined anchors, people who hold teams steady through quiet excellence. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the preference often shifts toward together or meaningful proximity, especially in creative, spiritual, or leadership-based environments. These individuals enjoy shared purpose, but not superficial collaboration. In Dhanishta, Venus adds harmony and Jupiter adds mission. They contribute best when the group shares values. If either is in the 10th, they are admired for leading with vision, collaborative, but never dependent. Dhanishta's work rhythm is like a soloist in a synchronized band, strong on their own, but enhanced by others who move with equal clarity and purpose. These natives need alignment, not control, presence, not pressure. Their growth lies in knowing when to lead, when to sink, and when to step back into silence and precision. When balanced, Dhanishta becomes the tempo keeper of the team, driving excellence through rhythm, presence, and purposeful performance.